time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Finally, this election season is over. As I look around the proposed propositions and the candidates, there were few surprises. The big surprise was at the national level with the election of Donald Trump. For the second time in this young century, a president was elected by winning the Electoral College vote while losing the popular vote. As I write this, Hillary Clinton is still gaining votes as final counts are being tallied. She leads by more than a million votes, which makes it the largest lead in the popular vote by a losing candidate. In my opinion, this sets up an opportunity for the first major mistake the winner can make when it comes to governing. That is, to believe he has a mandate. George W. Bush made this mistake even though the Supreme Court had to intervene to determine the winner. Governing is different than running for office. Elected officials govern for all of us, not just for those that voted for him or her. Do I just sound like a sore loser? Maybe to some of you. But put yourself in office and see what that really feels like in this wonderful country of ours. A candidate normally runs on issues. They are usually backed up with proposals on how to solve the issue with real ideas that can be both implemented and paid for. This election was not about issues. Instead, Mr. Trump drove the campaign with assertions of things and solutions for things that in many cases weren't even true or accurate. Much of his rhetoric was a wish for the good old days. The good old days included working in unhealthy and unsafe coal mines. The company prospered, the workers never did for generation after generation. Or how about the good old racist days? Or the good old polluting days when we are all just put at risk? Or the good old days before so-called political correctness, where we might just say anything that came to our mind, regardless of how hurtful and damaging it might be. No, this election was about misplaced anger, about what the government has done to me. What are you really angry about? Jobs lost? Factor in robotics, union breaking, and simply a change in what work is, and you have an idea of what the times they really are a-changing. Factor in companies that move their manufacturing to other countries because it is better for their bottom line. They have shareholders first, and the good of the country is way down the list. Factor in banks that not only give loans to people that shouldn't have qualified, but went out of their way to sell bad loans, bundle them, and blow up the housing market. Finally, factor in personal responsibility. I have family in Michigan. Michigan has one of the best higher education institutions in the world. This includes colleges and universities, but also technical schools and great local junior colleges. Have these people taken advantage of learning new skills? One or two out of 100. Aren't we Americans supposed to be about being independent and self-reliant? So you elected a carnival barker who shows no real interest in governing a great nation with great traditions. I, for one, respect the office of the president. I have no respect for the values this person brings to the office, but I hope the Democrats don't make the same mistake that the Republicans made and just obstruct to make a president fail. Work together where we can, fight what we must. It is, after all, about all of us. This has been Sam Panisi for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.